Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. It is 1.
Just a moment, please. Okay. Oh. We're live now.
Technology. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. It's 107. My name, I'd like to welcome you to the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, Miras Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggard, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. And although we go pretty swiftly through this, I'm going to put Christina on the spot and ask you to spend a little extra time introducing yourself, but first, so you can get the hang of it, we'll let the others go first, but you don't get off easy. You have to go a little bit more, okay? All right, so Laura Barrero.
Hello, I'm Laura Barrero, and I am a Adeo board member, formerly a parent representative board member. Very fulfilling position, considering that I had a child in Sweetwater Secondary, who has since graduated.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Waylon.
I am Waylon Myers, and I'm a board member, and been on the board for a little less than a year, but it's been an amazing experience. I'm CEO of a local technology company, and I'm really happy to be here helping out in continuing the operations of the school.
Thanks, Waylon. And I'm Greg Haggard, chairman of the board, and I'm the CEO of a real estate company here in San Diego. And with that, I jumped ahead of you, Christina. With that, I'd like you to take all the time you want and tell us about yourself. We're very excited to have you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Well, again, I'm Christina Stevens, and it's a pleasure to be here. I have two kids in, well, I did. I had two kids in Adeo School in here in Moreno Valley. And my daughter decided to try going back to public school, which is unfortunate. I'm hoping she comes back. But my son's still there, and he loves it, and he really loves Cadet Corps. And I am so glad that I found you guys, first of all, because it's been a great change especially for my son, who had a little issue at school, and he loves Adeo. So I'm very happy for that. And I'm, so honored that I got offered this position by a couple of the teachers that were on Adeo. They thought I could, do something here, some good here. I do work. I work for a hydraulic company, and I've been here for 27 years, and I travel quite a bit. As a matter of fact, I am in sunny, very hot Phoenix currently, and I'll be here this week, but I do travel quite a bit. So I hope that I meet your expectations, and I know there are lots to learn. And one of the reasons I did take this opportunity is, through my whole career, I've worked every single day, and I have never, ever, it's really sad to say, been involved in anything that had to do with my kids' school. And I have four kids. I've never even dropped them off at school before, not even the oldest one. So yeah, maybe it's a little late for the older ones, but to get involved in something that I can do or make changes or participate or at least listen of what is going on out there in the schools brings me a little bit of more closer to my children, if I can say that, I guess. So I am happy to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sorry to interrupt. Thank you very, very much, Christina. We're really happy to have you. It takes a while to figure out what's going on here. It's like being in the military with acronyms and just ripping through stuff that everybody else understands, but you will get caught up, and we're very happy to have you. So Mary, you want to provide some additional introductions for us, please?
Let me see. I think actually everybody's name is there. From the leadership team, I see Wade and Lynn. Wade does external relations, and Lynn is the chief business officer. And all the rest are instructional team. There are key people. They are what we're all about. We exist to support the classroom. So it looks like we have about 15 people here, if my math works. So welcome to everyone.
Thank you, Mary. I'm going to get us started on the meeting then. So the first item we have on the agenda Oh, I'm sorry. I've done the roll call. We've done that. And I have, it's a little out of order, but I think that's just me. So the first item we have is 1.3, consideration and approval of adoption of the board findings pursuant to government code section 54953E1. This is where I get to say that number over and over again, that code section. So with apologies, I'm going to read this because it is important. So the Adeo Charter School Board of Directors determines in accordance with government code section 54953 sub E1B that meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees. Pursuant to government code section 54953E3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency declared by the governor on March 4, 2020 and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of directors to meet safely in person and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with the teleconference requirements of government code section 54953 sub B3. So do I have a motion for approval of this item 1.3?
Laura Barrero, I make a move that we approve item 1.3.
And Wayland Myers, I second that motion to approve.
Okay. Now, because I'm sorry to talk over you. Thank you, Laura and Wayland. So because we are online, I have to call the vote each individually. We have to do it this way, just so we know the process. So I'm going to call for your vote. Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Wayland Myers.
Wayland Myers, aye.
And then Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. So item 1.4 is establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.4?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 1.4.
And Wayland Myers, I second that motion to approve item 1.4.
Thank you. I'll call for your votes. Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Thank you. Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. So time for the Pledge of Allegiance. If I could ask you to stand, and I'll do my best to guide you in this awkward but important pledge. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. So at 1.6, we have the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval with the recommendation from Mary?
Recommendation to approve.
Thank you.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 1.6.
And Wayland Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And I'll call for your vote on the approval of the agenda. Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
Aye. Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Aye. Thank you. And Greg Haggard's aye. That passes unanimously. So this is 2.0 public comment. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. So 2.1, the non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
We're not aware of anyone.
And I don't, hearing none, I'm going to move to 2.2, agenda items public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. This item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items?
None that we're aware of.
And hearing none, I am going to move along to 3.0, administrative items. First item 3.1 is consider approval of new community board member Chris Gordon effective January 1st, 2023. Mary, do you have a report for item 3.1?
Very briefly, in your packet was a letter of interest from Mr. Chris Gordon. I've known Chris Gordon for, I think, almost about 3 years. He is very interested and has wanted to learn more about what we do here at the school. He loves our commitment to all kids and our high level of professionalism. So he's been very impressed with us in the past. And he said that he would do anything he could to help support us. I told him that we were looking at expanding our board and would he be interested? And he said, yes, definitely that he was, as you can see in his letter. He is the CEO of a business here in San Diego and is extremely bright. I think he has a skill set that would very much support the Audeo board. And I really ask, I recommend and ask for your consideration of him as a board member.
Thank you, Mary. I'll just add that I've known Chris probably the same amount of time. And I would echo everything that you said, Mary, but I also think his heart's in the right place. He's just a really good person. And that's important. It's as important as everything else. So it's nice to have that combination. So I like Chris a lot. I think he'd be a tremendous addition. Is there any other comment? Otherwise, I would entertain a motion on this item 3.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 3.1.
And Wayland Myers, I highly recommend that we second that motion. Love Chris, great guy.
Okay, with that, I will call for the vote then. Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Wayland Myers.
Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. Thank you, that passes unanimously. So now we're on to 3.2. We've got another prospective board member. This is Jim Herr. This would also be effective January 1st, 2023. Mary, would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I've been acquainted with Jim Herr and his work for probably longer than that, maybe 6 years. Mr. Herr is an owner of a business here in San Diego. It has to deal with furniture, business furniture and design. He is extremely talented in terms of business and the different aspects of finance, contracting, just about any aspect of the operational side of our corporation. He would be extremely helpful in that regard. He's also very committed to education and to learning and to kids. He's got a high level of interest in public education here in San Diego County. So he was very eager and very interested in your consideration of his candidacy. He has my highest recommendation as well. I would recommend approval.
Thank you. I also know Jim, and again, I would echo everything you said, but also he, like Chris, is super thoughtful. I mean, Jim is just a really thoughtful person and puts so much energy and effort into doing things the right way. And it's so much appreciated because in the business world where I know him, you don't see that very often, but it's certainly very clear with Jim. So really, really like that. And it is my highest recommendation. With that, I'm ready for a vote. I need a motion.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 3.2.
Wayland Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. So with that, Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Wayland Myers.
Wayland Myers, aye.
Thank you. Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. So 3.3, consider approval of special board meeting on September 6th, 2022 at 10 a.m. Barry, just tell us how that popped up. Appreciate it. Let me
ask your indulgence. Closing out the year for all six schools is a challenge. Remember, all six schools have their own set of books and So well, the requirement that you'd ordinarily do for one school, no matter what size, we do six times. And so the finance committee, the finance department has certainly been working at closing out the year, and they are dependent on getting information from different places. And so they should be certainly ready. They just needed a little more time. And so we ask your indulgence for a short 30-minute meeting. I don't think it would go beyond that on September 6th. And I think Angela did a check to see if people, check on people's availability. And we've got certainly a quorum. So thank you for helping us with that.
You're welcome. And you almost seemed apologetic in that description, and you do not need to be. The amount of compliance that goes on with this organization is just mind-boggling. And you do such this, when I say you, I'm looking at all the little dots and faces on the screen. You do such a great job here. I don't know how you do it. And stuff pops up and there's little gotchas coming at us. So absolutely no problem. We're happy to do it. So thank you for that.
I there is policy where I am authorized to approve these documents, and then we'd go back to the board and ratify. But we thought in the interest of working with timelines of where we have to send things, that we would instead make time within the board agenda, whenever possible, to get their approval and of course, my recommendation.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So a motion for this Laura item, Barrera. Please.
Oops, I'm sorry. Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 3.3.
And Wayland Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. So this is a great one. 3.4, consider approval of 2-day board workshop on professional development training, including best practices in charter schools, board management, updates on the Charter Schools Act, and a review of corporate practice, fiduciary duties, fiscal oversight, the Brown Act, and conflict of interest law. The board gets to go to school. This is awesome. So are we, are both of these days then wanted?
Both of these days are now required. I asked Lynn to check the attorney. Our attorneys present these, and this isn't just local. I mean, you know, this is California. Hopefully everybody can be there, not in person. This is done, you know, online. But if there is a problem with one or the other days, I'm asking that they record it so that you could watch it at your own time, but we need verification that you did watch it. So these are the 2 days. They just need approval, and I believe most of you are available.
I'm available, and I think it's great. Unless somebody has a hard problem with this, let's approve these dates and go for it. And I encourage your attendance.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 3.4, inclusive of the dates that are included in 3.4.1 and 3.4.2.
Wayland Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. So 3.5. I'm excited about this. So we've got the 3.5.1 alumni update presented by Wayne Ashbrenner, the president's report.
Wayne Ashbrenner is in charge of external relations. So he's our face out in the community. And I think I've shared with you before that that means he's on the Rotary Club, the San Diego, Employers Association, San Diego State Alumni, the district principal advisory group, the advocacy for the Charter School Association for California, and a variety of other groups where we have a presence. He is currently working on several different projects. One of them is advocacy. He'll be appearing in October before the State Charter School Advisory Council to or committee, I think it's called, in order to advocate for a change in the ratios with teacher shortages. We feel that there are many charter schools that will suffer in terms of getting full funding with SB 740 if, in fact, their ratios don't match. And from what I understand, particularly in the north, there are many charter schools that are really struggling to meet their just staff their teaching positions. We don't have that problem at this time, but we certainly think that it's a change that needs to be made now, because who knows what's down in the future. So he will speak on our behalf. He also works with Gareth Elliott, who is our lobbyist in Sacramento. So he meets regularly with them and keeps them abreast of our needs. One of the wonderful things that he's been doing over the last several years is heading up the Fellows program, which is part of our leadership training. This is an opportunity where interested people may apply to interested employees in any segment, may apply to be a part of a year-long project. Now, this is not paid. This is strictly volunteer. It's over and above work. It doesn't excuse you from work. You know, we still hold the same expectations. So anyone who takes this on takes it on with real eagerness. Today, he's going to tell you about one of the projects that was done by some of the teachers. I'm not sure if he's talking about it or if the teacher's talking about it, but it was the formation of an alumni group. And so, Wade, are you on there?
I'm ready. Yes, I am. Thank you, Mary. Mm-hmm. And hello to Chairman Haggard and welcome to Christina. Glad to have you as part of the IDEA board, and great to see Laura and Waylon. I enjoyed spending the time at graduation this past June. So as Mary said, this is a project that came out of our Fellows program, and Fellows is a opportunity for staff members to be paired with a leadership team member, and they work on a project that is tied to a strategic initiative. So this past year, 21-22, Lori Anderson, a teacher at Audeo 2, and Sarah Lemler, a counselor, teamed up on creating the Altus alumni community. So the project is really about connecting with our graduates, engaging our graduates in advocacy, and further supporting them in their post-high school pathway, and then allowing them to make a difference both in their own lives and with the charter schools as we seek to be renewed with our authorizers. So just to give you a little bit of background, the project has been deployed to all of the schools in the Altus affiliated network. So as far as the Audeo Corporation schools, all the schools now have a link where graduates can go on, and it's titled the alumni community, and they can register. So as their school of record, we have their contact information while they're students with us, but when they go off into the world, most of them change their email addresses or get new email addresses. And so having that ability for them to opt back into communication with us is very important. So we established a way for them to do that. All of our teachers, counselors, and family advocates have gone through professional development training on how to advise our students on how they can register with the alumni community while they're here with us. And then part of the process is if they request a transcript, they also get a link on registering for the alumni community. So, starting from zero members in the alumni community, the project has been able to register 592 alumni, and this is as of June 2022. So just to give you an idea, this past year, we graduated 984 students from Altus schools, and we were able to register 334 of the most recent graduates. So that's about 37%, which if you compare it to what most universities get with their alumni base, they're running about 25 to 30 of their graduates register with their alumni organization. So we're exceeding that type of preliminary benchmark of 25% to 30%. So we're very happy with that, but that wasn't good enough just to do the class of 2022. The project went back as far as 2020 and began reaching out to those graduates too. So we've reached out to the class of 2020, 2021, and 2022 to begin to establish that alumni base. So we're very excited about the opportunity to engage with our alumni. And really what we're doing is we're going to be sending out newsletters quarterly, highlighting what some of the accomplishment of our alumni members of doing have done. So that's a big part. It's allowing not only our students of today, but our graduates to see what their classmates are accomplishing out there. So it's a chance to establish that lifelong tie to an Altus school. And we know that we've transformed so many lives, and the most powerful message is always delivered by Altus graduates when we go for renewals or for new charter development. So staying connected with our alumni will allow us to provide the mentorship so that they feel comfortable speaking on behalf of the schools at these public forums. So not only will they be providing their experience, we'll also be providing our expertise on growing them as leaders even after they leave us as students. So we're very excited. We've had over 22 teachers indicate that they want to be part of this alumni group. So the way we use Baldrige here is we develop a process and then we deploy it out to the school sites. And then we'll go from this project that only had two people involved with it to being across all the Altus schools. And eventually when it reaches a point of maturation, it will probably become a department as we get more sophisticated with our data gathering techniques and our ability to push out messages. One of the recent additions to all the Altus schools you may have seen is the Parent Square, which you can communicate out with not only the parents and students, but alumni too. So we're looking forward to leveraging some of the technology that's being brought into current students to be used with our alumni group. So very excited about this. Again, it shows the strength and innovation of our Fellows program. And I'd open it up to any questions that any of the board members have regarding Altus alumni community, or any great ideas that you have that we could add to the program.
I don't know that I have any questions about it, but it gives me a chance to go back first and just compliment the Fellows program, which is probably such an amazing program that you have very successfully implemented. It makes those of us that are not in education or in business wonder why that's not adopted better in business. You do a great job. But I think this is awesome what you're doing, and you're not letting these overachievers get away. You're holding on to them, and you're trying to corral them and keep them in the family and support them both ways. I think it's awesome. So well done. I love the sound of what you're doing.
And precisely. Unlike most schools or post-secondary organizations, we are not bringing the alumni group together for financial purposes. We're not really trying to, make any money on this or anything like that. As Wade mentioned, it's part of a mentoring process. If we can continue to lend support to these students after they graduate, whatever it is, advice, suggestion, paperwork, whatever it is we could do to help, we'd like to stay connected, number one. Number two, this is in a way a part of our research component. We are what I would call a research school, and I think all schools should be involved in some level of research where they look at their data and they're constantly looking to improve by gleaning data and input. This is one more avenue where we can gain information about how we did and how we can do it better, because we want to be better, better, better. And I think our anchor school, the Charter School of San Diego, which just received its Malcolm Baldrige Award for the second time, which is a national award, as you know, out of the Office of the President, that's based on the kind of research and the use of data that we've learned how to do quite well. So the Alumni Association is an extension, just as you said, of our learning community. And it's a further service to our students. So, and it has a research component because we want to hear from them. We want to know what they say, you know, what really worked for them. After 30 years of, you know, going from the first school to now, we have, if you can believe it, several second generation students. I just got a letter from another parent who had graduated from our school and has two children in our school. So things happen quickly. And that's a wonderful, wonderful commentary. In fact, the teacher even the parent even requested the same teacher that they had had. And it happens that the teacher was here still. So that's wonderful, very wonderful. Thank you for your report. There is so much that we could bring you from these fellows, but we're sensitive to the time. One of these fellows programs has worked in the area of digitizing all our documents. I can't remember if we've shared that with you. That was wonderful. If you remember, that's a fellows program. And there's many examples of great things that have become embedded in our practice and our work. So thank you, Wade, and thank you for your attention.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. We're sorry to see you go, Wade. You're just going to become a little dot after this. You're going to disappear on my screen. But thank you very much for what you're doing. So we're on to 3.6 strategic plan update. I think this is a whole bunch, and I'm sure we're going to have a report from Lynn on this.
Thank you, sir. The participation report that are shown on pages 7 to 18 includes the last two learning periods of the fiscal year 21-22. And the last day for the fiscal year 21-22 was June 24, 2022. The cumulative participation on enrollment for Odeo 2 was at 91.1%, which was an overall increase of 2.5% from the previous year, 2021. The cumulative participation on enrollment for Odeo 3 was at 90.1%, which was an overall increase of 2.9% from the 2021 school year. Odeo Valley had a cumulative participation and enrollment rate of 93.5% on their first year as a standalone school, which is a very strong result. The cumulative participation on Grossmont Secondary School is 89.1%, which is an overall increase of 1.9% from the previous fiscal year. The cumulative participation and enrollment for Miro Secondary School was 85.1%, which is also an overall increase of 2.0% from the previous school year. For Sweetwater Secondary School, it is 90.7%, which is an overall increase of 2.7% from the 2021 school year. So overall, all of the six schools are all on target and performing very well on student participation and exceeding our LCAP goal of 84%. Thank you.
I'd like to remind you that school participation for a non-classroom-based school is a translation of work product. So remember, we don't accept assignments that don't meet at least a satisfactory level or better. We go back and work with the student until they get to a place, not where it's a below average, marginal level of understanding, but where it is average or 9 times out of 10 above average understanding. And we measure that through the work that they do that demonstrates understanding. So to have a school participation report that demonstrates not only meeting the expectation but exceeding it year after year, that's really excellent. That's really excellent. And remember, a large portion of our student body is replaced every year you know, that there's at least a third that is there for redirective purposes, and more each year stay with us because they just feel that they have a better opportunity to be successful. And frankly, they do have a better opportunity. So just wanted to translate. School participation means work product, which means instructional achievement. Thank you.
Fantastic. Those are good numbers, and it's nice to see they're all above our target. So well done. So thank you. So moving on to 4.0, the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board votes on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. So we can see what we have before us. We've all reviewed these in advance. Unless there's any, if any of the board members want to pull anything out or comment anything, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda items 4.1, inclusive all the way to 4.1.4.6.
And this is Wieland Myers. I second that motion.
So I will call for the vote. Laura.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Wieland.
Wieland Myers, aye.
Christina.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggardis, aye. That passed unanimously. So on to action items 5.0. Action items for Adeo Charter School 2, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, Mirror Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School for each school. So our first item up is 5.1.1, consider approval of salary schedule for the following positions. And then in following the substitute teacher and learning associate. Mary, can you tell us about that a little bit more?
And I would be speaking to 5.1.1 and 5.2. During COVID, we did away basically with resource center associate positions. For one, they couldn't work without teacher supervision. And since we weren't meeting on site, that was impossible. So they couldn't do it online. Secondly, that is a position, as you saw in your notes, that is for people that have not achieved a BA. It would be for undergrads. That's a challenge because the employees that we had as resource center associates generally were going to school and working part-time with us. I believe it was a 25-hour week. So incorporating them into the culture is very, very, very important to us. But it's a challenge because, you know, they're in that part of their life where they're studying and going to school and studying and going to school. It isn't like our 40-hour a week employees where this is their main work and their main endeavor. We did away with that. And we began focusing on certificated teacher resource people. These people have their BA. They've achieved their BA. And or BS, and because they have, they're able to be credentialed on a limited basis. Now, that's important because one, they are 40 hours and they get benefits and they're able to really get into the culture. It also helps with our student to teacher ratio, which resource teachers don't. We have traditionally drawn, remember we have a career path to being a teacher here. Many of our people have gone through that career path. So you would start as a resource teacher and doing very well, you would then be promoted once you could do 40 hours to a certificated teacher resource. Now there is a challenge in finding employees of that level because there are less people interested, it appears, so the media says, in going into education as a career. And we believe very strongly that it's very important that we encourage young people to go into the area of teaching. It's a wonderful, fulfilling organization if they are in a system that is sensitive to providing a purposeful work that is safe and where there's security. You know, we don't pink slip every year because of budget, whereas some districts, that's part of the process. And where they have an opportunity to receive a high level of professional growth that allows them to become master teachers ultimately. And so we have them, the whole array here at our Altus schools, and particularly with the Audeo Corporation. So in order to preserve and encourage this career path, what we decided to do was to bring on Resource Center associates, and part of, and again, focus on getting them, even though they're 25 hours, focus on getting them engaged in our culture. I will personally be interviewing all of them. Tim and I usually interview all of them, but not the Resource Center associates. Those are, in the past, have been interviewed by a panel and then by teachers. But we want to be sure that we're maintaining a standard. So we don't want to go back to people that are semi-committed. We want people that are looking for a career in education. So Resource Center associates have a salary scale which is more generous than other schools. Remember, other schools generally, no, long ago, they stopped doing classroom assistance unless it's a special ed situation. That's kind of the norm. Certificated teacher resource people, that's wonderful, then they're on board. 5.2 refers to the learning associates. Am I finding that correctly, Lynn?
That's 5.1.2.
Did I find our learning associates on this one?
5.1.1.2, it's under 5.1. You were mostly addressing 5.2.
Yes, we have 5.1 is your substitute teacher learning associate.
Okay.
5.2 is the RCA and the CTR.
Okay, that's
it. And we have 5.3 exclusively from us.
All right, so the learning associate is a position that we had, many, many, many years ago. And we did away with learning associates, but I suggested that we reinstate it. A learning associate position, now remember, the resource teacher is 25 hours, compensation, no benefits. The certificated teacher resource is 40 hours with benefits. The learning associate would work, these are for people with credentials, but they don't want to work full time. They may have young children, for whatever reason. So we're offering that as a position Monday through Thursday, and it would be a 5-hour position per day. So the caretaker, be it mother, dad, whatever, could drop off their children at school, come in and help for 5 hours in the classroom under the supervision of a contracted teacher, monthly teacher, and then be off to pick them up at school. So we thought that would be one more way of engaging people. We've had teachers, of course, who, when they have children, then they leave for a while until their kids become school age, but this might also encourage them to join us. And then substitute teachers, and which is a very generous pay for substitute teachers, which we use for maternity leaves and things like that. Because of our design, you know, a one-day kind of situation can generally be adjusted. But for longer terms, we use substitute teachers. I want to emphasize, this pay scale is not designed to try to keep up with inflation. There is little that we can do about inflation. People have to, be involved and vote and watch what's happening in terms of trying to encourage our legislators to curb inflation. We could never keep up with inflation, I don't think. Who knows where it's going? That's not the point. The point is that we value the people that we've trained. We have made huge investments in all of our teachers in so many ways. I won't go into it, but huge investments, and we value them very, very, very much. So when we have veterans, like I see Amy Hagen, I think is out there, and who did I see before? Catherine Macias, and there's several people that have been with us for many, many, many years, and Wade, and there's also many people that have gone up through this career ladder. So that's what we are keeping in mind. We want people that are all about a commitment to a purpose, and it's a righteous purpose. Teaching kids is a wonderful, wonderful thing. This also will fit very nicely with the fact that we've been working for 3 years on, I think it's longer, 4 years, on creating a relationship with the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing. As part of Altus University, we are very close now to having our first class where we will help teachers at no cost. We will help teachers meet the requirements for their preliminary credentials. And we will be eventually prepared to help create situations where they can work toward their credentials and also special education certification. So that is a major strategic initiative, and this fits into it because it creates a pipeline, and that's what we're about. I'd be happy to answer any questions relating to that. It's a huge, big, giant project. It's proactive, and it's all about our instructional teams. We want the best, and we need people. We have a definite profile. I don't know that it's written, but it's in our head what we're looking for. When Tim and I do that final interview, we're looking for people that can engage students, you know, that like students and know them by name and are advocates for them. Not easy. It doesn't mean that our instruction is easy by any means. It's challenging, but it makes a big difference when you've got a teacher that you know you can call on anytime at your side, and that is not going to be distracted or aggravated, or this is their job. They love kids, and they're good at what they do. They're very, very good. So this will fit right in, and I hope the board sees the value in it. We can afford it, or we'd never recommend it, and I hope we'll have your approval.
Thank you, Mary. That's a good report, and I think I like that you have all these layers in there to meet the needs that we have. So I think that's awesome. So I would entertain a motion to approve 5.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 5.1 inclusive of 5.1.1.1 and 5.1.1.2.
Wayland Myers, I second that motion.
And Laura, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passed unanimously. We're just going to go to 5.2, so heard that one. So I'd entertain a motion to approve that as well.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 5.2, inclusive of 5.2.1.1 and 5.2.1.2.
Wayland Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina.
Christina Stevens, aye.
Hi, Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. And I think we can go ahead and take 5.3 at the same time. Mary's pulled out. Mary, you have a comment on that?
Greg, let me just interrupt you for a minute. I think it was made very clear in the notes, but I just want to put it out there in case someone didn't read it carefully. This is not retroactive. You know, this has a beginning point. So we're not going backwards. It will be going forward. Okay, so what is it that you want me to talk about now? 5 point what?
Looks like Maris is pulled out and we're taking it separately, but
5.3.
I don't have anything to add. I recommend approval.
Thank you. So entertain a motion to approve.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 5.3 inclusive of 5.3.1.1 and 5.3.1.2.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Okay, thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Aye, Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. So 5.4 action items for Grossmont Secondary School, Sweetwater Secondary School for each school. 5.4.1, consider approval of the compliance monitoring and certification of governing board compliance review. Lynn, I just know you've got comments on this one.
Thank you. The compliance report can be found in your pages 72 to 78 of your board packet. The State Board of Education requires their authorized charter schools to submit the certification annually. And as such, the Grossmont Secondary School and Sweetwater Secondary School are required to submit these forms and must be approved by the governing board. The form indicates the compliance requirements and the examples of the supporting documentation, which is very self-explanatory. Thank you.
Thank you for keeping us honest. Mary, is there anything you wanted to add to that?
No, just one clarity. Is it one vote, Lynn, for Grossmont and Sweetwater? Or is it it's one vote, isn't it, for both?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I see it.
Okay, me too.
But our compliance officer will tell us if we don't have it correct. And I think Lynn's given us the okay. All right.
You can have
so I'd entertain vote. A motion. I would entertain a motion to approve 5.4.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 5.4.1.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. So 6.0, board comments and announcements. From time to time, each board member may have topics of interest they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any further announcements or comments? I just have one comment, and that is, again, Christina, we're very happy to have you. It takes a long time to figure out what we're even talking about. And this board packet was pretty, this was a light one.
Yes, this was light.
You know, when they crest over 1,000 pages, you'll know.
I only read it like 10 times, so it's okay.
I know. Well, Lynn is going to quiz you after this board meeting's over to see how much you really retain.
Mary, you might want to mention the KUSI interview on the 6th that you will be televised.
Okay, I have a couple of things to mention before we close. And Lynn already mentioned one of them, yes. On Tuesday, September 6th, I did an interview with KUSI for, it's called Good Business. So there's a short interview there, and we were happy that we were called and invited to share our good business practices. In addition to that, we've had staff members. As you know, we consider ourselves a research school in many ways. We use our data, we look inward, and we look outward in order to constantly try to improve, better our product, help our students in every way we can think of. And as I mentioned, our anchor school, the Charter School of San Diego, for the second time received the Malcolm Baldrige Award, which is, and just because of the design, we can't do an Alta Schools application. It has to be one school. So we took the largest school. But part of our commitment is to share our research, our findings, our good practices nationally. And so we just had Wade, are you still here? Yes, you are. We had Wade go, where did you go?
I went to Des Moines, Iowa to speak to their performance excellence group back there.
And that group is made up of many different sectors. So we're not just speaking to education people, were speaking to health providers, businesses of all sizes. Wade, and he took one for the team because by the time he got moved all around to different flights and canceled in here, I think he got in at 4:30 in the morning and then he had to present later on in the morning. So it was kind of a rigorous trip, but that happens these days. Tim Tudor will be going this month, I'm not sure if he's going or doing it online, but he's addressing and Wade was the keynote speaker. Tim, I believe, is as well, for the Northwestern States, a collection of Baldrige schools, which includes Oregon, Washington, and I think three other states. So that was quite that will be quite extensive. And Tiffany Yandell is going to Ohio later on in a couple weeks, and she'll be doing the same thing. So it's a two-way street when they go. They share our practice, share our information, but they also come back with not only personal growth, but also ideas that and input that they can share with us. So it's a very vibrant and exciting kind of a situation that we're in because we're constantly learning, constantly trying to improve. At the end of October, we're having three days of tours. We want to be sure we never really take the time for SSC, our Student Services Center, to see all our sites. And we have many sites. I lose track of how many sites we have, 35, 36 sites, not counting our offices. And we think it's important for them to connect and engage the sites. So when they talk to the parents, they have an even better feel for what they're recommending. And our sites are beautiful. Clean and safe and beautiful. There's a very high standard. We haven't applied to any architectural design awards lately, but I think it's about time that we did because we have some gorgeous sites going. If in fact the board members, a board member or a couple of you ever want to go on a tour, certainly you're welcome on these tours. But if you'd like a personalized tour, I'm sure that there is someone on the leadership team that would be more than happy to show you around and take you on a tour of sites, which I think you would enjoy. But it is time consuming because, you know, there's miles between each site. And Moreno Valley, of course, is far away, and Palm Desert is far away, but there are some clustered around, so it can work. Also, we have new people in the communications department, and I've asked them to really focus on building our strengths. In our Beyond Feedback report, we received a score that was even higher than last year, and that was strictly anonymous employee input. They responded to questions about expectations and, you know, things like that. And we did quite well. We did very well, and we got a lot of valuable input and comments, which we are using to help manage our sites. Within the Baldrige, I lost my thought there, and that score goes into our Baldrige report. And since we're not going to be applying for Baldrige recognition anymore, it is still going to be an important part of what we do every year. So that was extremely fruitful and extremely successful. I think that's about it in a nutshell. I could go on forever, but there's a lot of energy and a lot of things happening. One of the strengths that came out of Beyond Feedback was the collegiality, the positive culture that we have in the organization. We really try to work at that while maintaining a very high standard for everybody. We keep scorecards, those are monitored. We want to be sure it's being done for students. But we all want to come to work in an environment that is positive and friendly and joy-filled. And so I'm not sure if they have sent a video to you, but be prepared. We did a silly video, and there's others that will be coming throughout the year that we just send out to staff. and that they participate in, and they really enjoy that. So we are trying to always keep an upbeat approach to whatever we do. Right now in September, as it comes up, we are working on rock and enrollment is our theme, because we're enrolling through September. We'll continue to enroll, but we want to have more of a stable enrollment earlier in September. That's the end. That's a mouthful, I know, but just want to keep you abreast. Thank you once again for all that you do.
Thanks, Mary. Yeah, I think Mary, you said it earlier, but Christina, getting the board packet is not a good way to figure out what's going on. But I would encourage you to reach out directly to Mary or Tim or Lynn or whoever, and maybe just spend some time. We've got so many great materials because you're so good. The strategic planning is so good in this organization that you have fabulous materials, including nice visual presentations, which work so well for me, about this is what we're going to do and this is how we did. And it's worth your time to do that, you know, to reach out directly and maybe just get a little primer on kind of what's going on.
My new chief of staff, we call her Costco. She's chief of staff and compliance officer, Amanda Ankle. Amanda will be sending the board different items. If there's an interesting article, I send it to you. It's not required reading, but sometimes I think you're interested in about the California shortage of teachers and things like that, or some of the video or some of the marketing stuff. I've asked her to send it to you directly. You can just look at it and discard it.
I have been receiving those and I'm enjoying. So thank you for that, Amanda.
And Mary. Me as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. It's that sad time, 7.0 adjournment. So I would entertain a motion to call it a day.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Aye, Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggard, that's an aye. So we are adjourned. Maybe next time they'll let you get in a motion or a second, Christina.
Yeah, we'll agree and we'll switch trade turns and stuff. Yeah.
It goes faster. They got a little flow going, you know. So yeah. Anyway, well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Nice to meet you all.
Nice meeting you. Thank you, everybody. Christina.
Welcome, bye-bye. Christina.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks, staff, for taking the time.